Welcome back. Finally tonight, as most people are staying at home, many of us are looking for ways to stay occupied. Some of us with increasing desperation, it has to be said. We thought we'd explore some of the more historical ways to pass the time during the lockdown. I'm joined now by historian and author Liz Gillis. Liz, let's start with podcasts. There are a lot of really great Irish history podcasts out there. What are your recommendations?
There is your Spoiled for Choice, Miles. Obviously, The History Show, because there's lots and lots of podcasts available. Highly recommend that, and documentary on one as well. Fantastic episodes there available online. You've got local historians such as Donal Fallon. A lot of people probably have heard of Donal, but he has his podcast, which is called Three Castles Burning. And this covers a whole range of topics relating to Dublin history. It's brilliant. There's lots of information there. And for a more sort of broader history, you have Finn Dwyer, his history podcast. It's actually called the Irish History Podcast. And that covers everything from the Norman invasion to the history of coffee. Now, if you want a fix for like Irish Revolution, check out Marcus Howard's Easter Rising Stories. And he has a YouTube channel. And there you'll find documentaries on the Rising, on the War of Independence, Sean Tracy, Dan Brain. Loads of stuff that's available for you there.
And we'll put the addresses of all these websites, all these podcasts and everything else we're talking about up on our own History Show webpage on the RTE website. What about television? Anything interesting going on there?
Oh, everyone should really check out TG Cahir Player. They've put up their documentaries from 2016. So you have the Seachtar na Cosca, the Seachtar Dermata, which is about the 14 leaders that were executed in 1916. Also, Reckon the Rising is up there. And if anyone hasn't seen that, I thoroughly recommend that. There's hours of TV on the TG Cahir Player.
Now, you'd also been taking in a lot of online lectures. So tell me about some of those.
Yeah, there's a recent history group that was set up called Trasna na Tíre. Now, they have a website. They're also on Facebook, providing online live lectures that you can sign up to watch. And if you don't catch them live, you can then switch over to their YouTube channel. And they have a whole list of their upcoming lectures available. So lots to choose from there.
And I might throw in a mention of the UCD History Hub online lectures. There's a wonderful series of lectures by Michael Laffin on the Irish Revolution. Well worth watching, listening to, whatever. Apart from essential travel, we obviously wouldn't be encouraging anyone to stray beyond 2 kilometres from their homes. But we have to get out and exercise from time to time, and we're allowed to do that. And there's a great tool, apparently, that allows you to see historic sites that are close to your home. So tell us about the Historic Environment Viewer.
It's run by the Department of Culture, Heritage and Gaeltacht. So basically, if you Google Historic Environment Viewer, the page will come up, a map of Ireland. So you'll see like a little house icon, and just below that is like a compass. And so just click on that and that'll pinpoint your location. And all of a sudden these red dots and blue dots will just appear. And what the red dots are is what once was there. So a building or a bridge. Whereas the blue dots, the building is still there. So you can actually see it. So it will give you the history of the building. So like, it's absolutely brilliant. And it's bringing history to your doorstep.
What about museums and libraries? What are they providing online at the moment?
There's loads. Just Google Irish Museums online and the irishmuseums.org page will come up. And they've got a list of loads of museums right across Ireland. And they'll tell you basically what they have on offer. So you've got online exhibitions, you've got virtual tours, podcasts, you name it, they're up there and you can virtually explore them. It's fantastic. There's another thing for the libraries called Borrowbox. It's an app that you can download. Just Google Borrowbox, Dublin City Libraries again. And basically it tells you how to get this app, how you register. You can borrow the books, download them to your computer, to your tablet, to your phone. It's the service that the library is providing to you now in your home.
Now, I'd imagine a lot of people are taking the opportunity of being confined to home to do things that they've been promising themselves they would do for years. I know in your case, you told me before we started, you're improving your cooking. But I would imagine there would be a lot of people who would be interested in doing family research. So give us an idea of what kind of archives that they can check out where they're likely to get information on their ancestors, on their predecessors. And this information is all free.
It is. And this is the brilliant thing, like, that there's so much available at our fingertips that is free. And it's great work that's being done by the archives. So three of my favourites, the RTÉ Daily Archives, they put up about 5 items every day. And this covers everything. Yesterday, the day before, they put up about the Dunn strike, you know, against apartheid and everything. It's a real social history. And you're seeing clips, news clips, people of the day. But also the Daily Archives, they did the 1916 map. This is an interactive map that they produced, highlighting archive material from RTÉ's archives, all interviews by the radio or TV to do with the East Horizon. Another one, of course, and we've talked about a lot, is military archives. Just what they have on offer is amazing. And if you're interested in revolutionary history, this is the place to go. And then one that I've recently discovered because I started looking into my family history is irishgenealogy.ie. And if anyone is sort of thinking about looking into their family history, this will be the place to start, because here you have the births, marriages and death records, and you just can spend hours, because you'll go off on tangents, you know yourself with research, you go off on tangents and it's just addictive.
Three absolutely great sites there. And of course, when it comes to free and essential sites for family research, the Census of Ireland 1901 and 1911 is the mammy of them all. We'll have to leave it there, Liz. Thanks very much for joining us. Our movements may be restricted at the moment, but our minds certainly aren't. And plenty of resources there to keep us busy and entertained. And as I said, we'll put all of the links on our website for all of those websites that Liz recommended. That's all we've got time for on this evening's programme. Details of all our items, as well as podcasts, are available on our website, rte.ie/historyshow. Our researcher is the aforementioned Liz Gillis. The History Show is a Pegasus production for RTE. For now, from me, Miles Dungan, and producer Lorcan Clancy, goodbye and thanks for listening.